Track 12. Continue walking east to the end of 138th Street. Turn right on Malcolm X Boulevard, which also goes by the name Lenox Avenue, and listen to the track as you walk south. Stop when you reach 135th Street. As you walk down Malcolm X Boulevard, notice all the social and commercial activity on the sidewalk. On this side of the block, you see small businesses, formal and informal. In the summer, pushcart vendors are out here selling food. Sometimes groups of people get together and have a cookout on the sidewalk. This resembles the avenue in the 19-teens and 20s. Vendors set up carts along here. They sold Caribbean produce and food from the American South, like chitlins and pig's feet. They profited from the migrants' nostalgia for home cooking. One vendor, Pigfoot Mary, was famous along this way. She brought down-home smells and flavors to the city streets. Pigfoot Mary started with a few dollars and a table on the street. Over the years, she made a fortune selling the foods of home to Harlem's transplants. Jamaican poet Claude McKay moved to Harlem in 1916. He wrote the poem The Tropics in New York about the foods from home. Listen to the poem as you continue toward 136th Street.
The tropics in New York. Bananas ripe and green and ginger root. Cocoa in pods and alligator pears and tangerines and mangoes and grapefruit. Fit for the highest prize at parish fairs. Set in the window, bringing memories of fruit trees laden by low-singing rills and dewy dawns and mystical blue skies in benediction over nun-like hills. My eyes grew dim, and I could no more gaze. A wave of longing through my body swept, and hungry for the old familiar ways, I turned aside and bowed my head and wept.
McKay and Pigfoot Mary show us the important role that food can play in culture and community building. Pigfoot Mary's story also demonstrates the opportunities for Black entrepreneurs in historic Harlem. By offering goods and services that African Americans were seeking, like pig's feet, chitlins, beauty products, funeral services, and real estate, some entrepreneurs could find a niche and make their fortune in Harlem even when times were hard. When you arrive at the block of Malcolm X Boulevard between 136th and 135th Streets, you'll be back at the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. Look at the exhibit in the windows of the Schomburg Center. The Schomburg has one of the world's largest collections of documents and objects relating to Black history and culture. The collection's founder, Arturo Schomburg, came to Harlem from Puerto Rico. He recognized the important cultural links among Black people around the world and spent his life gathering items that reflected those links.